I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We are all thinking about one story right now, Orlando. But the Orlando story is many different stories. It was a mass shooting, yes, but also an attack on the LGBT community. And since it was Latin night at the Pulse nightclub, also an attack on gay Latinos and so all Latinxes. It was also staged by a man whom former colleagues and his ex-wife have described as unstable and a man who allegedly swore allegiance to ISIS. And it was an attack with a gun. The tragedy in Orlando is all of these things, so we're going to try and pull apart the different narratives from the Orlando massacre. First, we're going to hear from Randy Figueroa. He was a regular at Pulse, and he lost three close friends yesterday in the attack. I asked him how he's dealing with all of this, and if you can ever really move beyond such a loss.
I think the best way that I can move on beyond this would just be to continue living, because I know that's what they want us to do. Our group of friends, we're so close, and we have each other, and we're holding each other. We're here for each other. We're just going to keep their memories alive and continue to live life for them, because they're not going to want us to dwell on it. They want us to continue living and showing the people who made this happen that we are strong. You know, they may bruise us, but they're never going to break us. And we're going to continue living, and we're going to continue living in their names and their spirits, and we're going to keep it alive.
Randy, as a gay Latinx, what does Pulse mean to you, specifically that Saturday night, that Latin night, and what it did for the community?
Growing up in Puerto Rico as a young boy, it wasn't accepted being gay. It's not accepted in a lot of places. Coming to Orlando and being able to come out and have a supportive family and to be introduced to Pulse, especially the gay Latin community in Pulse, it means the world to me, because I was a people that knew how it felt growing up and the Latin community having to hide it. And over there, we had each other's back. Mm. We were each other's brother, each other's sister, biggest supporter. We were able to have a good time together and accept each other for who we were and not feel shame, outcast about it. And that's the biggest thing to me, that it was our safe haven. It's where we felt free. It was a party. It was a good time. It was a place where we made memories. And for this to happen, it's a tragic loss, and it's just hard.
And when you're not at Pulse in the larger community of Orlando, tell me a bit more about the gay Puerto Rican community in Orlando.
I have my close friends that are part of the gay Latin community, and when we're not at Pulse, we're just always out together, whether we're at the beach or out just having a good time bowling, watching movies. We stuck with each other, you know. We had each other's back. Whenever things were going on at home, we were there for each other. Whenever personal issues happened, you know, I counted on my community. And even the straight part of the Latin community were very supportive. And I think it's showing now how strong of a community Orlando has, whether it's straight or gay, because we're all uniting. Everybody's coming together to support one another. Because, you know, we didn't just lose our own community. Orlando lost a whole entire community.
So a very different vibe there from growing up in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, very different. In Puerto Rico, it's more keep it on the low. Nobody wants to know. Nobody accepts it, you know, growing up. But over here, it's very be proud, be who you are, and just can live your life for you. Don't worry about what anybody has to say or think about it.
Randy, will you go back to Pulse? Is that important for you?
Yes, I definitely will. I know for a fact I'm not going to go right away. It's going to take me a minute, just because the fact being that it's where my friends lay dead. I don't think I have the courage any right now to walk in there and continue dancing on that dance floor. But eventually, yes, I will go back and I will continue supporting it. I love Pulse. I think Pulse has many memories and many, you know, the opportunity to meet different people. It's a place that it means the world to me, and I'm never going to stop supporting it.
Randy Figueroa of Orlando, Florida, thank you very much for your time. My condolences again to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And in Orlando, city officials are releasing the names of the victims. For Jose Moreno, it feels very personal. He was a regular at Pulse for their Latin nights. He says if it hadn't been for a last-minute change of plans, he and his friends would have been there on Saturday night.
You know, it's just like jaw-dropping how we all, you know, all of us, like, because all of my friends normally go on Saturdays to Pulse because it's, like, our favorite night to go there. And it's just how shocking that could have been us and everything that goes through our mind, like, what, how will we react? It just, all that fear and all that commotion is just like terrible. We just, like, you know, some of us started to cry and like being thankful for, you know, for what we have. So it's just like, it's been a lot of mixed emotions going on.
What impresses you most about what you've been seeing on your Facebook page today?
Almost like all of the people I have is saying like, oh my God, my friend passed away, rest in peace. This person is in critical condition. Like, all seeing all that, all those stories, all the people like saying that, like crying in all the videos. And it's just been, Facebook has been to another level, how depressing it has been.
Jose, what's it like knowing that it could have been you?
It's a little bit terrible. The first thing when I saw the news, and what really shocked me was the mom crying, not knowing what her son, if her son was dead or alive. I just started tearing up because I just thought about my mom, how she would have been devastated knowing that I could have been dead. It just, like, that was the first thing that came in my mind, was my mom just crying and devastated. And my whole family and friends, it was too much.
Jose Moreno, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.